97 WIRX.
Well, good morning, Rock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, the Plan B morning show nearing the end. I know everyone's sad. Like, no, don't go. Stay on that. No, actually, no one's saying that. Everyone's like, get the hell out of here. You bums.
Get the hell out of here.
Come back when you're abroad. Anyway, before we get to the end of the show, it is time for your final thought and opinion, your final fact for today. Give you something to chew on, all right, throughout the day. You know, and you're sitting there in traffic, you think about this. The official unit of measurement for 1 million years is a mega anus.
The mega anus?
Or maybe a noose. It might be a noose. I'm not 100%. It might
mega
be Latin.
Anus. Let's go with mega anus.
Mega anus. It's M-E-G-A-A-N-N-U-S.
I mean,
mega anus. That's for anus. 1 million years.
That's a big old anus. That's what is it the measure of again?
A million years.
A million years.
So what do you think the world will be in one mega anus, Hunter? Where do you think we'll be at?
In a million years? I don't know. I don't think it'll exist. I don't think we got, we probably have like a couple hundred years left.
So you'd think the planet itself, you think our solar system will be gone?
Yeah, it's not because of the planet. It's because of the human beings on the planet.
Yeah, we're really effing this up.
We're kind of taking over.
I think
we're multiplying by the
millions. Think the planet's going to be fine once it wipes it out. You know, we keep doing these, you know, we got all these super viruses coming around and everything and animals, we're going to be wiped out. I think Earth is going to be fine in a mega anus.
Natural disaster. Something's going to happen. So here's an analogy. It's like you get sick, right? Yep. Your body does things to get rid of those toxins.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Sneezes, coughs, sweats, pukes.
Fever. Yeah. The fever. Yeah.
Same thing with planet Earth. It's getting sick. We're making it sick.
Yep.
And eventually it's going to be like.
And then we're done, man. We're done. Dead. We're out of there.
Pretty basic analogy, but I'm telling you, that's how it's going to work.
We're kind of getting like a low-grade fever right now. The Earth is warming up. It's just we can't handle that, man. That's just the Earth taking care of itself, and then we're all going to be dead. Earth's going to be fine. But in a mega anus, is there going to be like new people? Is it going to be a new civilization?
Society reset? That's the thing. A lot of people think that our society today was from a reset.
Yeah?
You know, back in the day, much like the dinosaurs, boom, a couple of people survived, but it was just kind of like a total reset.
By the way, folks, Hunter and I have no idea what we're talking about. We're
absolutely
just
kinda, not. Yeah, this is the bong. This is the bong talking. That's what it is.
Look, man.
It's not even me. It's the bong.
We're the dinosaurs of now.
We're the worm.
We're the worm, man. But yeah, so in a mega anus, it's going to be a totally different thing. Or nothing here. Maybe we'll have another big bang and I don't know. Aliens will
tell
come
you
down
one thing.
And, what?
We ain't gonna be around. That's for
no.
Sure.
We will not be here for that mega anus. All right.
I'm just hoping to be around for this year's Super Bowl. You know,
if I can make it there, I'll be all right. So there you go. Now you know. Next time you're at trivia night and the guy goes, "If anybody, what is the term for a million years?" You hit that button. You say mega anus.
Yeah.
For 1,000, Bob.
Big old mega anus.
Big old. All right. Enough of that. That is your final fact and opinion for today. We'll be back. What we learned on the show.
Stinks.
It stinks.
Rock.